Hello, I'm Tricia Stars from 2SER Stages, and I'm interviewing Sarah Francis about her show Psycho or Psyche, which is now playing at the Sydney Fringe Festival.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, I just wanted to ask you about Luna. Luna is the character you're playing, and she's our guide. Where does Luna guide us?
Yeah, great question. So Luna's the main character, and she's guiding us through this, like, her inner world. She wants to share this world with the audience, that she begins to realise that what she experiences is very different to other people. And there's this, like, love story that kind of takes her by surprise that really makes this story much bigger and much deeper, and brings up a lot of things that she grapples with. Wow, is this real? Is this not real? And she may become a bit at mercy at a few things, and all adds to the entertainment.
So when you say psycho or psychic, do you have to be a bit mad or a bit psycho to be a psychic, to believe in psychic sort of things? Are you a psycho anyway?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the question. That's kind of why the show is called Psycho or Psychic. Because sometimes when you're having psychic experiences, you're like, wow, am I just a psycho? And then sometimes you meet other people who are so-called psychics, and you're like, well, you're definitely a psycho. And so then you kind of start identifying, okay, what's kind of real, what feels right, and what is just absolutely mad. And so Luna kind of goes through this process of thinking she's a bit mad, which is why it's like, yeah, ask these questions. Are you mad to be psychic? Is this the same thing? Do either of them even exist?
It's a one-woman show, so it's all up to you, isn't it? It's about 55 minutes, yeah. And but you've got a lot of, as it says, circus skills and physical theatre. So you employ all of those during this show, do you?
Well, kind of. So there's no option where you can just choose physical theatre. So no, there's no circus. But I am a trained dancer. I trained at WAPA and got a bachelor, and then continued my professional development throughout the years. But yeah, so I use all of my dance skills in this work to kind of try and embody these characters and be these characters, which has their own physicality in itself and how they want to express and communicate with each other. And there's a few little dance things in there as you go, but it's more for entertainment rather than for, like, oh, wow, we're watching a 7-minute contemporary dance work. Like, yeah, it's just like snippets.
So the more important thing then is the story and the narrative of this
Absolutely,
piece.
Yeah.
And so do we actually go through experiences of ghosts or looking at the other world? Is that things that happens in this
show?
Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm at the process now where I've got too many stories and the show's a bit too long, and I've got to take some of the stories out. So I'm finding, how do I express a few of them really deeply, or do I kind of keep most of what I've got and use the small moments, the expressing it, so you take the audience with you into these ghostly otherworldly places without kind of being like, whoa, I don't know where my feet on the ground are anymore. But I'm hoping that we get to a point where there's this moment of what is real, what is not real, but we're still in the process of figuring all of that out and how far we go into these ghostly worlds.
And how many characters do you portray in the show?
That's a great question. Currently at 17. but potentially it'll be likely 12 or 13 if I cut out a few stories.
That is amazing. Such a huge thing to attempt. 17, if you get to 17. So are the characters all very individual and different, or are they a little bit the same?
I'm hoping they're all very different. There's a few of them that are ghosts or spirits themselves. So they've people who have walked the earth before. And so it's about, how do I embody them in the moment where I hold their essence in my body for the time where I speak in their presence or be in their presence, and then go back to the characters that are really telling the story. So there's lots of characters, because some of these are just there for a scene or for a couple of scenes, and yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And are you coming over from Western Australia? Are you living there, or where are you living at the moment?
I am. I'm in Western Australia, but currently I'm actually in Porto in Portugal. So over here it's 8 a.m. in the morning, which is amazing. And I've been traveling around Europe for the last couple of months because I did a clown course with Philippe Goliere at his clown school in Étampes, France. And then I was like, oh, but I've got to go see some more of Europe before I get home. And so I went through Spain and now I'm through Portugal. And then I fly home on Sunday, which I'm very excited to get back in Australia and really nut this show out.
And did you find your inner clown at the Goliere School?
That's a brilliant question. I feel like on the last day, I found a few gold nuggets where I was like, ah, this is where I was getting to. I was like, ah, because at one point I was like, oh, I want to be there already. And it's like, oh, calm down. It'll come. It'll come. Yeah, and it did. I felt like on the last day, lots of people were laughing, and I was like, oh, I found it. But of course, it's bit by bit, and you'll get deeper and deeper as you go. But I found something that I'm like, yes, I can use this for a while before I come, like until I come back.
Well, I'm so glad that you found your inner clown and that you get to share all of your characters and amazing talent in Psycho or Psychic, which is playing, as I said, at Emerging Artists Sharehouse, which is actually the Erskineville Town Hall, which is fantastic. And looking forward to seeing you there, Sarah. And thank you so much for telling us all about it on stages.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.